This morning, we're starting a short sermon series. It's a two Sundays, kind of a limited time run, so to speak, sermon series, looking at how our God and our faith can be with us when we're in those difficult moments where it seems like we have few options. A lot of times, we can go through our lives, you know, making decisions, you know, constantly. There's moments where we're more anxious making a decision, more stressed, more uncertain. And it feels like, you know, the options that we're given are limited. They may not be what we need, may not be helpful for us as we find a way forward. But if we look at our example that's set to us by Christ, especially in our reading here today out of the Gospel of John in chapter 8, verses 2 through 11, we see how Jesus approaches one of those situations that's filled with stress and anxiety and presented with only maybe one option to really work with, but yet leads in a way and also acts in a way that shows there's more options and more ways forward for us than we can imagine. So I invite you to hear these words then, starting the Gospel of John at verse 2 of chapter 8. Early in the morning, he came out again to the temple. All the people came to him. He sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, making her stand before all of them. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Part of our difficulty as human beings is that we fall into this kind of instinctual way of operating. When we have to make difficult decisions, we kind of go into binary thinking, where we're thinking, you know, option A or option B. We're thinking maybe, you know, one or two, no left or right, up, down. I mean, you can kind of name the binary ways of seeing the world and operating. And sometimes there are no valid, and certainly there are moments where there is a right or a wrong answer, a yes or a no. But there's some situations where we cannot figure out how to move forward. Might find ourselves in a situation where we have to act quickly. We have to make a quick decision, and the options that are apparent to us aren't that great. They're not helpful. You know, somebody will perhaps maybe feel left out. Somebody might be hurt. Somebody may feel like you didn't care when you're making that decision. There's other times, though, when we can approach a decision, and we have some more time. We have some time to ponder, to consider, to reflect on the choices that are before us. And yet, even then, we may feel uncomfortable when we have to act, to make a decision. But for us, as a people of faith, we can see in our faith story that there's often more options before us than meets the eye. And part of that comes when we are in those stressful decision-making moments. We can find ourselves, stressed. We find ourselves anxious. And honestly, in those moments, we may not be thinking as clearly as we could or we would hope to be thinking. Now, I'm a person that if I have to make a quick decision, I'm comfortable making that quick decision. I also know that there have been many times I've had to work harder after making that decision to fix the decision I had made because I had made it so quickly. And I actually find further in life I go, I actually make fewer and fewer decisions really on my own. I find myself praying or consulting Scripture for guidance, but also asking Christina for her input, asking for the input of my brother, or asking input of friends that I trust well, what their thoughts are, what their opinion might be, what their guidance could be in those situations where I have to make the decision. But here's the challenge for us, though, is sometimes we don't have those moments where we can go and talk, where we can take that moment and pray as we'd hope. But I also know in those moments where we have to act quickly, we have to make a snap decision, we have to make a quick decision, sometimes we can take that breath, breathe in for a half second even, just to realign our process of moving forward. But when I look at our scripture, though, of a person who had to make, who had to act on his feet, and make a decision, and consider other options, I think about this story that we have here out of the Gospel of John in that chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. You have this situation where the Pharisees and the scribes, they did not care for Jesus at all. They did not care for his teachings or how he went about ministry. And so they bring the situation to him, and they really just give him one option. And it is not a good option at all. It's actually a very destructive, lethal option that they give. They bring forward this woman who was caught in adultery. They bring her forward. They, quote, the scripture. I mean, the answer that they give or the direction they give is grounded, in Leviticus. I mean, we can find this in scripture. And they're wanting to bring something against Jesus. And as he's in this moment, he actually starts, writing on the ground, taking a moment. And then for those Pharisees, those elders who have brought this woman forward, he says to them, who is without sin, can cast the first stone, depending on your translation of that. He starts questioning them with that, has them, think about themselves, examine their own selves as they brought this woman forward and said that, the law says we must stone her for her sin. But Jesus turns that. Instead of having that be the option, has them think, has them examine, consider their own hearts, their own motivations. And as we see as in the scriptures there, the men start walking away one by one because they have sin. They have brokenness in their lives. And the woman is spared. She's not stoned. And then Jesus has that conversation with her. When I think about this story and when we have to make those decisions that can seem stress-filled, filled with anxiety, Jesus' response here really shows how being grounded in faith can make more options than what meets the eye apparent, or make options that are not, readily seen available for us. He has the men who bring that charge to examine themselves, to examine their hearts. And they're learning right there in that moment. They are grasping, what Jesus is teaching, what he's getting at in his ministry. But then he has that woman there, and as he's talking to her, reminds her that in her decisions, that where she's at right now, that she is not condemned, but rather can go on and move away from whatever is causing her to sin and to be broken. Christ here is acting in a moment with grace and with mercy when it seemed like the decision he had to make was not filled with grace and mercy. Stoning someone to death by no means would be, an act of mercy or an act of grace. But Jesus taking hold, being grounded, and acting in a way showed that there were other options available. I think about all the decisions that we have to do on a daily basis, and I talked a little bit about this at our last Wiley Wednesday worship, that as I was preparing for the sermon on Wednesday, looking at all the ways in which we have to make decisions, all the number of decisions that we have to make, and the number, this one study that was recent and well thought out, said we make 35,000 decisions a day, and I'm still like kind of rattling around with that number, but it was quoting like the minute your alarm goes off, you have to make a decision. Do you, you know, get up with the alarm, or do you smash it and knock it off your table? Yeah, hit snooze, you know, about 18 different times. That's kind of what happens in our house, and we actually have an audio alarm where we can like voice command it. That is one of like the devices of the devil, in my opinion, because you can lay in your bed and say, "Turn off the alarm." but anyway, you know, but we have to make those decisions, you know, every day. I mean, it starts like right when we get up. You know, what we wear, what we have to do, and some of those decisions can seem trivial. They're not issues of grace or of mercy, but then we do have those moments in our day where we have to consider weighty things. Might have ethical implications, might have decisions that involve, you know, employment, you know, of ourselves or maybe others, decisions that involve, you know, our business or our farm or our ranch. I mean, and the impact of those decisions can have a reverberating effect. But I think about all those decisions that really, that get at our heart, that tug at us, that are important, that are serious. And I think about our story from Scripture of what if we approach those decisions that we have to make, those moments, with grace and mercy? What other possibilities could be introduced if we consider the situation with that lens that Christ had of grace and mercy? What other possibilities would be there? What other possible scenarios could open up that are faithful to our faith, faithful to Christ, but also faithful in proclaiming the love of God, the grace of God, the new life that is found in God, as, you know, Christ did in this story from John. I believe that can change us in a way that, you know, will alter the outcome of those decisions. Because part of it, as human beings, sometimes we don't make decisions and we're not considering, you know, that grace and that mercy that our God and our Christ and the Holy Spirit, you know, call us to live into. But I believe it can open up more options, more possibilities as we go through life, more faithful possibilities as well. So brothers and sisters, as we go through our lives and go through our days, and we find in ourselves in those moments where we have to make difficult decisions, decisions that impact others, impact our lives, impact things that, you know, who knows what they could be. I believe our faith calls us to consider the grace and mercy of God in those moments. And for us, I believe we're called to live into that grace and that mercy. So as we go forward, let us be faithful to the teachings of Christ, and let that grace and mercy that has been graciously and generously shared with us guide our decisions. More importantly, guide our lives so we may be faithful now and for always. Amen.